Hello, Mid-America. This is John Prosper, broadcasting from the heartland with your Harvest Minute. Well, prices for quality crop-growing farmland have begun to soften recently after steady market gains over the last 10 years. Those gains were ignited by a multi-year rally in grain prices, fueled by tight supplies and surging demand from China and emerging markets. Overall, good market and economic fundamentals contributed to a long-awaited rebound in farm income and made many farmers land rich, encouraging investment and giving renewed hope to future generations of farm owners. Well, I'm sad to say that my father passed away a few years ago, but he, as always, had the prudence to prepare in advance a succession plan and legacy whereby my mother and then his sons and daughter would inherit the farm without probate or interruption when he had gone on to heaven. He had legal documents drawn up and executed to assure that this centennial farm would transfer smoothly and remain in the family for ages to come. I call this estate the Promised Land because it is reserved and I am entitled to receive a share of it according to my father's plan. You know, my mother was a Sunday school teacher many years ago, but I always remember the Bible story that she read to us about a generation of people to whom God gave a rather large farm as a place of rest after they had escaped slavery in Egypt. It was a certain acreage called Canaan. It was an exceeding good land, productive, fruitful, desirable, and it was to be their inheritance set apart as their promised land. Regrettably, however, many of that generation rejected the provision and faithful promise of God due to fears that arose from hearing reconnaissance reports that said there would be many challenges to face, giants to overcome in taking the land and subsequent rest that God had already reserved for them. They died in the backcountry because of their unbelief, while those that believed received what God had already deeded to them. You know, even today, after so long a time, there remains a rest, an idyllic, heavenly promised land for those who will not harden their hearts, as in that Old Testament provocation. Let us fear only that we might fall short of experiencing the Father's legacy by not mixing the promise with faith. You've got God's word on it, clear title. It's even documented in 1 John 5, verse 11. Well, so long for now. I've got cattle to feed. Come on, dogs, bring them in.